وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أبا سارة حفظك الله تعالى ورعاك. أخي الكريم أتيني نود اسم سالي بخلاف بين العلماء أن أتيني نود the majority the majority the majority of the علماء from the صحابة and from the تابعين and from أتباعين that they raise their hands with every single تكبير in صلاة الجنازة and the thing is the same for صلاة العيد and it came authentic from حديث ابن عمر ذكره البخاري. البخاري رحمه الله تعالى مش الحديث ابن عمر بس معلق means not from the أحاديث الصحيحة إذا نصف أحاديث الجامع الصحيح إذا معلق إن صحيح البخاري ذات ابن عمر يستريه ذهب إذن تكبير صلاة الجنازة وجامع حديث ابن عباس رضي الله عنه جاء عن جمع من السلف وهي فتوى اللجنة الدائمة وغيره من أهل العلم كلهم على ماذا على raise your hands الحنابلة raise your hands for every single تكبير والمالكية يرون مالكية they said no just raise your hands only for the first تكبير and there is no because there is no دليل to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that he used to raise his hands for every تكبيرة only for the first تكبيرة الإحرام because the rest of the تكبيرة after تكبيرة الإحرام is like تكبيرات الانتقال like when you do سجود like when you raise your hand and you head from the سجود is the same so it doesn't need to raise hands and this مسألة يا أخي خلافي مشهورة and follow whatever you think it's make you feel safe if you want to follow the opinion of the majority of the ulama is raise hands in every takbir and it's really there is no way to prove exactly what you're supposed to do with the second and the third and the fourth takbir in salat al-janaza or in salat al-eidain also that's why lots of ulama they said no need to raise hands among them Sheikh Albani and Sheikh Muqbil وغيرهم وكذلك الشيخ يحيى وغيرهم. ما if you ask me my brother about my personal opinion with even though it doesn't have that value but what I do for myself يا أخي I don't raise hands for the other تكبير or except تكبير في الإحرام and that's because it's very obvious for me in صلاة الجنازة can you imagine with that shape you know with that way or shape of prayer when you do 7 takbirat in the front and 5 takbirat in the end and how you do the takbirat Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar imagine if the Prophet used to raise his hands especially with that form and that way they are not going to mention it because absolutely it's very obvious and you must know that whoever say that in Salat al-Janazah raise your hands they say raise your hands also in Salat al-Eidain imagine when you raise your hand when the Prophet raises his hands 7 times which is more than normal prayer in Salat al-Janazah they say 4 times because 4 takbirat according to the majority of ulama if the form of the Salat al-Janazah is 4 only but here is 7 plus 5 12 raising hands if the Prophet did that they are not going to mention it to us you understand فبارك الله فيك and especially like he said to you there is no day that you say the Prophet raises his hands for Salat al-Eidain and if you said don't raise your hands in Salat al-Eidain but in Salat al-Janazah you make a difference in between things that is similar actually you understand and that's why same thing for Salat al-Janazah how many times the Prophet prayed Salat al-Janazah and funeral prayer on the companions where they pass away in the jihad how many times many times but even with that no one mentioned it because of this I believe the safe side is not to raise your hands but if you did that it's absolutely understandable because the opinion from lords of ulama among the salaf and the khalaf rahimallahu ta'ala al-jami' barakallahu fiik